prevalent outside of Iran and other countries, so, so that they would not face or would minimize such problems. So part of this could be done through mass media. They could also inform the people about these. At the same time, the media are sensitive regarding Iran national status outside of Iran. I think at the same time, the media also need our colleagues in the media also need to be sensitive enough regarding and look at it as a preemptive measure, because each country has its own law, and then changing those laws, you know, is something which is really time consuming. So it's necessary for people to get informed inside of Iran, so there's some problems. Our embassies are following the cases of constantly, especially when it comes to Malaysia, our embassy. Has access to consular access to Iranians that were detained, also consultations that they have inside of the prisons, and also appointing of attorneys, and also making use of translation services, and some health issues, and also the legal proceedings of these two, expedite legal proceedings. All of these are being conducted by the consular sections of our embassies. At the same time, there are also certain processes that take time, and we are in the middle of the process, so hopefully in due time, before the issue is further complicated, we would be able, through legal means and ways, like, for example, the agreement, the draft agreement, we could come to a result. So I forgot the second question. Well, I got your second question. Through the international mechanisms present, the mechanisms that exist in the United Nations, that's the Committee of Relations with the Host. We are following the issue. Consultation is also being made. From a Telat newspaper, greetings. I wanted to see the political general director of the British Foreign Office that visited Iran regarding the reopening of embassies of both countries. Any talks regarding that or any decisions made? And also, Mr. Bahidnejad's visit to the U.S., apparently to take part in the preliminary committee of the revision of the NPT conference, his travel to the U.S. If you could also give some explanation. First question, if you could repeat. I want to see, you said the British Foreign Secretary's political general director, he came to Iran, and did he also negotiate on the reopening of embassies of both countries? Well, like I mentioned, Iran and England, they are taking steps gradually toward improvement of relations. In the first phase, there were consultations at various levels, and then the first result was the appointment of a non-resident chargé d'affaires. They, from time to time, they have travels. Now, sometimes there are different issues that need to be pursued. There are consular sections and needed to be activated. And so it's the executive, actually, bodies that need to be activated, and they're being followed up. Now, talks regarding the details of these things, and also opening of the consular sections, and the activities that need to be conducted. There were several issues that were specifically focused and between talks and talks between the British Foreign Secretary's Foreign Office's political general director and his Iranian counterpart. Now, this is time-consuming, and it needs to be done gradually. Consultation should be made so that we could come to some solutions to remove the problems, little by little. Well, also ask about Mr. Bahidnejad's visit. It's actually the visit of our international and political group to participate in the preliminary conference on revision of the NPT. You know, every 5 years, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is revisited and revised. And the preliminary conference is held in New York in April. It's Iran, P5+1 member states. On the sideline of the holding of this conference, Iran and P5+1 made use of that to have an expert meeting. So the Iran P5+1 expert meetings, also on the sideline of this preliminary discussions, will have meetings. Let's try if you could go ahead. I wanted to see what's the latest regarding Mr. Nikbakh, the Iranian kidnapped diplomat in Yemen. Mr. Amir Abdullahian was supposed to travel to Sana'a. And also we heard about a visit of Mr. Amir Abdullahian to Jeddah, if you approve of this news. Now, as for Mr. Nikbakh, our diplomat that's been abducted in Yemen for nearly 1 year, we have been following it up in various fronts. There's a committee that has made visits to Yemen several times. Our initial information was not sufficient, so the committee had visits to the places where he was abducted, and also other areas of information. They have studied all the aspects. So we have kind of more information. We've acquired more information. So Mr. Amir Abdullahian was also going to visit within the same context. It's on the agenda anytime. The ground is paved for the visit to be made so that we could have more definitive information, then the visit will be made. So hopefully with the same sensitivity that the case is being issued, hopefully we will have good news for you. At the same time, the foreign ministry, through contacts with Yemeni officials and authorities, and through our embassy there on a daily basis, we are following it. And you know, such cases, abduction cases, are both highly sensitive and sophisticated. So we're hoping that all the efforts that we're making will be will help us see Mr. Nikbakh is returned safely. Also, Mr. Amir Abdullahian's visit to the region. Well, you see that he has had visits to the regional countries. Now, the visit to Saudi Arabia is also on the agenda. At the same time, it's necessary for some preparations to be made for that visit. So anytime the situation is right for the visit, so it will be made, and consultations will be made with Saudi officials within the trip. Thank you for looking this way. You know, I'm left-handed, maybe that's why I look the other way. Now, regarding Mr. Simon Guest's visit to Iran, regarding the nuclear story, as some talks were also held, and with what other officials did he have a meeting? Now, yesterday in the news, we just explained that Mr. Simon Guest had a meeting with political officials in Tehran, Mr. Delvey, the political another official, also Mr. Ravanji, our Europe and America Affairs, I think Mr. Amir Abdullahian, the Arab African Affairs, and also Mr. Araghchi, the Deputy Foreign Minister. They all had meetings. And this visit encompasses all mutual relations, regional, international matters, and consultations with political officials. So both bilateral issues, as well as regional and international developments, international cooperation, including the nuclear story, were also discussed, because the official and P5+1 is the same Mr. Simon Guest, so he also had some discussions during that visit. Well, I got three questions. Well, we just wanted to wrap the question. Well, it looks like 272 Iranians have been detained in Turkmenistan. Most of them are traders, businessmen, and truck drivers. If you could tell us, have some statistics. And it said that Iran's former ambassador in Turkmenistan is also among those arrested. And what's the latest about the expulsion of 64 Iranian students in Norway? It was apparently there were nuclear physics and metallurgical sciences that have to do with nuclear activities. Also, Mr. Mustafa Afzali Ferd, the an MP in Iran, has said that the foreign ministry has a report regarding companies that are kind of related to the Zionist regime. They have submitted such a report to the commission, but one of those companies that was about to be canceled and annulled, it looks like with the support of the foreign ministry, they are activated again, and the foreign ministry needs to be accountable. What's for the foreign minister's reaction regarding this? Well, in all the three cases, I should refer you to other. You should keep in contact with us because we are both following the Turkmenistan issue. Of course, some of the information that the son of the former ambassador is also among them. Maybe this is fabricated. Part of the issues in Turkmenistan is because of a violation of, you know, crossing into the country illegally, and some other parts maybe as to what the problems are and what has been done for them. We will inform you later on regarding Iran students in Norway. Initial information does not approve of the authenticity of the report, as you put it. So we are following it through our embassy so to could have accurate information on the ground and also regarding the latest changes in the Norwegian law. And also the report you mentioned, I'm not sure if you could specifically mention a certain company, you could simply raise that. No, there is no mention of the company. So if you want to speak so on a, such a general basis, you know, in responding to that, you also, I should have some reservation. But if there is a certain company that you say the foreign ministry has supported to emerge as in a different name, as a different title, then if you should let us know more exactly. Well, they said that the Mr. Zarif needs to go to the Parliamentary Commission and to explain about this. Well, if it is going to be within the commission, then our friends will be responsible within that commission. But if it's going to be reflected in the media, you need to mention the name specifically, so could I explain. So the framework of the foreign ministry's activities is actually we are working on and not interfering in the trade and commercial activities and enterprises. So we have a secretariat in the foreign ministry, and as an observer, oversees the whole process. So organizations and expert bodies that are relevant and they are active in this, they have the first. They play the major part. So if we don't have complementary, more accurate information, we cannot accurately respond. From Burna News Agency, and some websites have announced that the parts of the Geneva meetings have been leaked, and they say that on the same basis, the level of enrichment Iran has taken it to the lowest level possible, or a Arak heavy water reactor will be replaced by light water reactor. Do you confirm this? If not, why doesn't the foreign ministry regarding such news that could be wrong?